go.
Money talks.
Here comes the money.
Schrader to run. Skips out of a tackle. He's at the 50. Cuts back at the 45. Running room 40 down the middle. 35, 30. Schrader to go. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5 and in. Garrett Schrader, a blur.
Schrader takes. It's a two-man rush. Schrader steps
Don't
up.
Fit.
Pop pass up in the middle.
Got
Tucker's got it. Room to run. 15, 10. Hit in for an orange touchdown. Schrader to throw to the end zone. Quealy wide open. Catch at the goal line. He's in for a touchdown. Orange.
Snap to Travis. Quick release. Near side. Oh, my God. It's the interception of the year. Oh, did he get it? He did. What an incredible reception by Deuce Chestnut.
This is Double Down with Michael Lear and Tommy Hogan.
What's going on, everybody? It's Double Down on ESPN Radio and, of course, on QSportsTalk.com. After a historic axe delay, we're starting the show that starts at 6 minutes late. He almost took like 10% of our show.
Hand up
away
I'm,
from
I'm
us.
I'm partially to blame on that. Blindside went way too
I'm
long.
Okay with that.
I've been a bad producer when it comes to time management on Brent's show. Hand up. Takes a man to put his hand up and admit that he was wrong. But that's on me. Sorry.
All right, so that's on Tommy, but this is Double Down. It's the livest, the most fun gambling show in Central New York. It's on ESPN Radio, but it's also on QSportsTalk.com. I've got a brand new light set up on my laptop, so go to QSportsTalk.com just to see how good I look with this light. Like, I might just carry this light around everywhere. It shines right into my eyes. It lights up the whole world. So that's one reason to go to QSportsTalk.com. But
I would hope you don't look much worse than you sound, if we're being honest.
Thank you. It's a little bit raspy. You know, that's okay. Took yesterday off, personal reasons. A lot to get to. We got to recap what happened yesterday. Also talk a little bit about our weekend still, because I got to get my weekend out. That went very green in every single category. And then later on in the show, Barry Matthews is returning. If you were with us last week, we had to cut this guy off.
Oh boy.
He's our fantasy football expert.
Yep.
We had to cut him off because of something he said, and the people above us want him on the show. So we are bringing Barry Matthews back for the people, and I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we'll see. I wanted to give Barry Matthews a one-week suspension. Truly, I did. He was deserving of that. But you and others were in favor of having Barry Matthews on again, so we're going to give him a second chance. You get three strikes for a reason, Mike. Barry Matthews is going to use all three of them, I'm sure of it, or at least the first two before he goes down swinging. Hopefully that second one doesn't come tonight, but we'll see. We're giving him the man a second chance. Maybe he'll come with fantasy stuff. By the way, just a little teaser. What got him going last time was Myles Gaskin. I've got another Myles Gaskin question. So we'll see if that's really... we'll see if that's the tipping point. If it's just a Myles Gaskin thing, is it a Barry Matthews thing? What's the deal here? But we're going to rule out all of the variables. We're asking a Myles Gaskin question. Put in the chat as well.
This
if you have a fantasy question, put in the chat. We will ask our expert that definitely knows a lot about fantasy and will help you out for sure, Barry Matthews.
Yeah, I've got a couple for him too, and I usually don't care about fantasy football at all, but I actually have a couple legit questions because I got screwed on Sunday because Sunday was opening night for the Utica Comets, so I got smoked in fantasy because a lot of things happened morning of, and I'm just going to have him kind of break it down. Before we get through what you did yesterday, you gave me the Wally Pipp misnomer because there's no way yesterday's show was better than this, but also, if it was, I want it to be on the record that if I wasn't on a show and you decided that Lou Gehrig had to replace me because it was that good, I would be willing for the good of Double Down to step down if there was a Lou Gehrig to my Wally Pipp.
This would have been a stronger argument, Mike, if it weren't for the last line that Jordan tried to squeak in. Luckily, Josh was here to save the day and change that last line because that's a no-no on my show. I'm not even going to repeat it. It's so much of a no-no. But what Jordan said,
you had no music. You had that phrase get uttered. I would never utter that phrase in your ear.
Thank you. And that's why you are going to stay on the show. The no music thing was, if you were here, you probably would have been able to tell me, hey, Tommy, hit the button that plays the music on Twitch. But the music was on radio. So there's another reason why Wally Pipp's going to stay at first base. And Lou Gehrig, I'm sorry.
I'm fine with that. How'd the Monday Night Football props go? I know that you and Jordan gave them. I have some ideas for how you and I can actually determine our first pick in the draft, but how'd it go?
I went 3 for 5. I'm on a little bit of a heater when it comes to prop shop. Yep, 3 for 5. Let me bring Diggs over 83.5 yards. Hit that clean. I think he had right around 90. Diggs over 6.5 catches. Hit that with ease. Josh Allen over 32.5 rushing yards. Did not hit that. Would have liked the game to go into overtime because he only needed 6 or 7 more yards to go over there. Ryan Tannehill over 21.5 completions. That was such a low number. I was like, yeah, I'll take the over. He had 18 completions, so that one didn't hit. But then Derrick Henry over 90.5 rushing yards. He just bullies the Bills, and it's fun to watch. It's the one game I actually wanted the Buffalo Bills to win because it would help the Colts in that division. But it's still fun to see Derrick Henry pounce all over the Buffalo Bills, so I'll take that as a little bit of a consolation prize.
Fun to watch. Like, him running up the middle against the Bills is the most fun thing to watch. I mean, it's fun against everybody because he just walks, dude. People literally just fall off his legs. It makes no sense.
He's a monster.
Like, scientifically.
He's a beast, dude. He runs through people. He's fast. That was the fastest run. His long, I think it was like a 76, 75-yard run or something like that. It was the fastest run of his career. He ran through a couple guys and then turned on the Jets and ran past the secondary. He is remarkable. He's really, really good.
It's unbelievable. It's so fun to watch. How did Jordan do, or do we not have those deets?
Jordan went 2 for 5. So if we are going to use the prop shop for first pick on Thursday, it would be your boy 2 weeks in a row. But I know that he even thinks it may have been 1 for 5. At the end of the day, I won prop shop yesterday. But I know you're going to start stirring things up here. You may not want to use it because you weren't able to get your voice in here. Are you okay with me having first pick? Or are you really going to fight that?
I think there's more, like, it gives us an opportunity to try something more fun and a different way to do it. And we can decide if that works. If you really need the first pick that bad that you want it on a technicality, you can have it. I will let you make the decision. If you want an asterisk first pick, it's all yours. If you'd like some integrity and like to maybe go head to head with the guy who you're picking head to head against on Thursday, then I'm also willing to do that. So I guess I'm putting the ball in your court.
You know what? Since you spun it for me to be the bad guy, you were the guy that was out sick yesterday, all right? That's what happens when you're out sick on Monday prop shop.
I stepped aside for the good of the show. No, you heard my voice.
Oh, my God.
I stepped aside for the good of the show.
If you didn't step aside, I would have stepped aside yesterday. So thank God that you were the one that decided to, because good Lord, was your voice brutal. But, yeah, I think it should be fair. I think that's fair and square. The guy that filled in for you did the Monday prop shop, I think. That is what should count for you.
All right. There you go. Tommy gets first pick with a big old asterisk next to each and every one of his picks on Thursday. We're going to step aside. We'll debate the rest of this on QSportsTalk.com. Also, by the time we come back on radio, we're going to have our promise for subscribers, what we're going to do if we hit that 100 subscriber mark coming up here. But that's next. We'll talk NBA, NBA futures, all the stuff that starts tonight. It's going to be fun to watch. That's on ESPN Radio.
This is Double Down with Michael Lear and Tommy Hogan.
Welcome back. Double Down on ESPN Radio and QSportsTalk.com. I'm Michael Lear. Tommy Hogan sits virtually to my left here. And it's time to talk the NBA. Tommy's favorite time of year, I feel like.
No.
Once all the sports that you don't care about anymore, like baseball, because the Yankees are bad, basically you stop caring about that. You need something new to care about. Is this, like, are you back on the happy track starting tonight?
I'm looking for that 17th banner, baby. Big time Lakers fan. I had to look it up to make sure that that's what I was looking for, but that's what I'm looking for, the 17th banner. Let's do it.
Can you explain to listeners your fandom of basketball so we get that out of the way right off the top?
Simple. Carmelo Anthony. Whatever team Carmelo Anthony is on, I will be a fan of that team. I was a Chicago Bulls fan for 5 seconds, an Atlanta Hawks fan for 5 seconds. I was also a Denver Nuggets fan for 7 years, and then a Knicks fan for 6 years, and a Trailblazers fan for 2 years, and a Rockets fan for a month. Now, I hate the Rockets because of what they did to him. But yeah, I'm a Carmelo Anthony guy through and through. Whatever team he is on, so I will root for that NBA team because I want him to win a championship, the championship that he deserves.
I do like that because it makes you relatively unbiased in basketball betting.
Yes.
In the sense that I know that there's a lot of sports where even if your team's not playing in it, you really are in a tough spot because you hate something, you hate a player, you hate X, Y, and Z. You don't have that as much in basketball except for Steph Curry, right?
Hate Steph Curry, Draymond Green. I hate the Golden State Warriors, despise them, and the Celtics because of another Boston team. So those are my two teams I despise in the NBA.
All right, so we had to get those out of the way first.
Yes.
Tommy and I have our future picks. We're locking them in. We'll talk about them again in what, May, June, when this thing wraps up. So I hate to be this guy, and I did not realize you were a Lakers fan.
Yes, you did. You knew that.
I mean, I guess I didn't think about it when I said you were.
Don't start this off with a lie.
Okay, fine. When I made this pick, I made the pick for three reasons. LeBron is another year older. Anthony Davis is another year more injured, and Russ has too big of an ego and too much of a big head, and it's just a bad combination between ego, injury, and old age, and I'm taking the under on the season win total at 52.5 for the Lakers.
That's crazy. I mean, we're going to talk age. How long have we been talking about age when it comes to LeBron James? This is the year that you think he comes into light? You think he all of a sudden starts going downhill?
You would say the exact same thing about Tom Brady every beginning of every football season. You say
he's 44. There's a big difference also. That's kind of started to go by the way. So you have to see it before you start saying every offseason, he's old. People have stopped saying that, and that should be the same for LeBron James. He has proven that age is not going to get in the way until it finally does. So unless you're predicting that this is the year that he finally goes downhill, you can't use age as a reason to besmirch, what a word, LeBron James. You can't.
All I'm saying is I think that they can be a good team. They can be a playoff team. They can be a team that might win a title and still win less than 53 regular season games. Like, I don't think we all know they're not going to be a regular season team. Like, they're going to be a team that gets into the playoffs. They really don't care what seed they are. So give me that under 52.5. And best case scenario for a better, I'm saying. I don't want to say best case scenario, but a couple of injuries, a couple of ego issues. They haven't looked good in the preseason, obviously, but obviously that doesn't mean a ton. I'm just saying I think that under in the wins is going to look good at the end of the year.
That whole the seeding doesn't matter thing was their philosophy last year, but I think they saw after being bounced in the first round by the team that ended up going to the championship, that doesn't work. And that's kind of why I think they brought in a Russell Westbrook, who you say his ego is too big, but he's a guy that is 100 miles an hour, nonstop, every single game. One of the most athletic players to ever play in the NBA. I think he is going to bring in that energy to keep them going every single game that they need. Now, are there some concerns about their shooting? Yeah, that's why they brought in Carmelo Anthony, who shot over 40% last season from three. They're starting Kent Bazemore and DeAndre Jordan with their big three tonight. That starting lineup, I don't think lasts very long. They need more shooting in that starting lineup. Maybe even if it's not Melo, I think it could be a guy like Kendrick Nunn or a guy like Wayne Ellington. You need some shooting to go along with LeBron always, and as well as Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis to spread that court. But I have a pick for the Eastern Conference, Mike, that I like a lot. It's a team that shocked people and went to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, and it's the Atlanta Hawks. They're plus 1,600 to win the Eastern Conference. They took the eventual chance, the Milwaukee Bucks, to game six. Shocked everybody by getting there. And then won two games in the Eastern Conference Finals. Trae Young has moved up to being one of the best point guards in the NBA, if not one of the best players in the NBA. He was unbelievable in that playoffs. They've added guys like DeLon Wright, Gorgie Jang. DeAndre Hunter was out for a lot of that playoffs. He only played in the first round. I think the Atlanta Hawks are going to be one of the best teams in the NBA this year, and I think they'll win the Eastern Conference. I think you'll see them in the NBA Finals, and I'll let you know soon who that's going to be against.
You said plus 1,600?
Yep, plus 1,600 to win the Eastern Conference.
I like that a lot, actually.
Thank you.
All right, I might add that to my board. I'm not sure yet because I'm putting a lot of money in futures, but I may end up adding that to my board. The last win total that I have, I like the Bulls, man. 44 wins. Over 43 and a half. I think they have the pieces. Like, Billy Donovan kind of has the pieces together. They grabbed Lonzo Ball. They grabbed DeRozan. Mix that with Zach LaVine. I think that's a really low Vucevic. Win total. 43 and a half.
Yeah, right? That's a good pick. I like that, Mike. I think that's going to be...
Thank you.
I think it's a playoff team. I think that's a bottom... That's a 6-7 seed in the East, and that should be right around that win total, but you're betting on a 47-win team, 48-win team. I like that pick a lot. Lonzo Ball has really come into his own in the NBA. He can shoot now. He's changed that gross shooting stroke that he had in college in his first year or two in the NBA. A really good defender, too. I think it's a good pick. I like that. Billy Donovan.
Do the Bulls play tonight? Because I may have to actually put... I got to make sure I get that in. Okay,
it's good. Lakers-Warriors tonight and Nets-Bucks. The other pick...
All right.
This was my debate. I'm going to bring it to the air of who I liked in the Eastern Conference. The other team is the Miami Heat. They've added guys like PJ Tucker, Bryn Forbes, who can really shoot it. Sorry.
Whoa.
Bryn Forbes is no longer on the Bucks. He is not on the Heat. PJ Tucker is no longer the Bucks. Is on the Heat. That's on me. But that was the other team I was debating about, was Miami Heat looked pretty good. They got Kyle Lowry. They added some toughness to a team that really struggled down the stretch. Jimmy Butler was saying that they're not tough enough. He was calling out Bam Adebayo. So they added some toughness in the offseason. They were at plus 1050. I like that one a lot too, but I went with the Atlanta Hawks, who made it to the Eastern Conference last year, the Eastern Conference Finals.
You could sprinkle both.
I decided to stick with one. I didn't want to go both sides. I didn't want to go Switzerland, pick both sides. I'm picking my one side. I'm sticking with the Atlanta Hawks.
All right, that's fair. Let's get into some individual picks. Tommy and I both have an MVP, and then I have a lead the league in scoring. I'll start with it because it's going to bother Tommy real quick. Steph Curry, lead the league in scoring at plus 375. I like those odds. The fact that you're getting a 4-1 payout on Steph Curry, on a guy who averaged 32 points a game last year and pretty much has never looked at a shot and been like, oh, I'm not going to take that. The guys up there with him in the lead the league in scoring best odds, Luka, Bradley Beal, those are the top three consensus. Some books have Steph at plus 600. Mine does not. The one I frequent does not. But I like that a lot. I think that you're getting great, at least decent value on a guy who very easily could run away with the scoring title.
I guess they get Klay Thompson back at some point this season, so that should take
maybe
some of...
Maybe halfway through.
Yeah, so that should take some of the pressure off of Steph, and some of the defense that it will go towards Steph will now start going towards Klay, I guess. Whatever. I don't like Steph Curry. I think he's a glorified Harlem Globetrotter. I think he's ruined the sport of basketball. We'll get into that another day. How about that? Right?
That works. Yeah, let's keep getting the futures in. By the way, this is Double Down on ESPN Radio. Michael Lear and Tommy Hogan talking NBA futures right now. We just gave a couple of win total picks, gave that Steph Curry pick, and Tommy, you have an MVP you like, right?
I do, and when you have to think MVP, think about the future. You have to think about the narratives that you're going to hear in the NBA this season. The one that you're hearing a lot this offseason is how old the Los Angeles Lakers are. They're so old. They're so old. They just kept adding older players too. Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook, vets. But how about LeBron James leads that team back to the NBA Finals and wins the MVP, his first MVP as a Los Angeles Laker, his first in a while. That's the narrative going into it. He flips it and leads them to the one seed in the West, and they just march right through. And that's why I also have the Los Angeles Lakers to win the NBA Finals. That's at plus 325. So those are my two. LeBron to win the MVP, because that narrative is just, if he can prove that wrong, there's your narrative for why he wins MVP. You need to think of the narrative that you'll hear throughout the season, and there's one right there for you, right on the tee for you. The Lakers are too old.
So you're going, what's LeBron's odds to win MVP?
LeBron's odds to win MVP are plus 750.
Wow. So you're taking LeBron to win MVP and the Lakers to win the title.
Yeah. Yep. I like it a lot. Yes, I want it. I can't be the guy rooting for Carmelo Anthony to win his first ring. It happened, and then not be the guy that pick. Like, I can't then not pick it. I have to pick it so that if it happens, I can also say I was right.
All right, that's fair. Not like you have a radio show that you can just put takes on, but I like that you put money behind your takes.
Everything I say, Mike, I believe. I even put the $50 that I won. I said this on Brent Axe's show. I put the $50 that I won when booking Carmelo Anthony that Brent gave me, reinvested it, and put it back towards the Lakers to win the championship. I did that today.
I'm happy for you. Ready I'm very roll. Happy for you.
Thank you.
The last one I'll get in before we take a break and bring Barry Matthews on. Luka, MVP. At plus 350.
Easy. He's the favorite, right?
He is the second favorite, I think. But you're saying that's easy? Yeah, it's easy. Like, I love the way he played in the Olympics. In the Olympics, he showed that he can be on a bad team and just do anything he wants against some of the best players in the world. He's got that crazy fitness thing going on, which I love. Like, just for the longevity of his season, the fact that he got into all this weird stuff, I'm into that. And then you look at his stats last year, average 28 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. Like, those are MVP numbers, and I like him to just kind of cruise through that narrative. I don't think there's going to be a lot of storylines coming out of there. It's just going to be, yep, Luka, win the MVP. I think that's, I actually don't mind your LeBron take at all. It would be kind of cool, honestly, to see him do that. But I think Luka's my guy, and plus 350, I'm happy with those odds.
Luka is Chalky McChalkington, the favorite to win the MVP. So well done there, Mike.
Doesn't matter, man. Doesn't matter if it's a chalk pick.
Okay.
If a pick hits, the pick hits. Like, what's the big deal there? If you took the Bucks to win the Super Bowl and they win the Super Bowl just because they're the favorite, are you you're a bad bettor? No, you just won money on a future that hit.
All right, fine. I got a question for you. First game of the year. How do you feel about totals in the NBA? Do you think they're going to go under because teams are rusty, not ready to play back up to game speed? Or do you think that's actually over because they're not going to play much defense in the first game of the year and just chuck it up?
I'm wondering if you, do you want my pick or do you want me to save it for the six pack?
Like, save
I have
it.
A pick.
What a tease.
I have a pick on a total that I'm putting 2 units on in the six pack.
I didn't even know that, but that's an unbelievable tease by me. We'll save it for six pack.
Yeah, Hall of Fame tease by Tommy Hogan. All right, we come back. We'll talk some fantasy football. Then at the end, we'll give you our six-pack picks. Basketball, NHL, a lot of fun stuff on the other side. But we'll be back with Barry Matthews on ESPN Radio.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. And know when to run.
This is Double Down with Michael Lear and Tommy Hogan.
At the table, there'll be time enough for counting.
All right, welcome back. Double Down on ESPN Radio and QSportsTalk.com. Head to QSportsTalk.com, subscribe, which is free if you have Amazon Prime, by the way. And if we get 100 subscribers, Tommy and I are going to hop on the ice at the Adirondack Bank Center at the Utica Memorial Auditorium, one of the most historic buildings in all of hockey.
Sure is.
And we are going to take turns. One of us will play goalie. The other guy will be shooting the puck. And it's going to be a race to 10 for $100. $100 sitting at center ice. Tommy has the choice to wear skates or not wear skates. I will be in skates for everything. And that's the deal. So anything you want to get on that, Tommy, on the radio before we bring in Barry?
No, not wearing skates is definitely the right choice by me. You, during the break, said I could choose for you, so I'm still debating that. I don't know what way I want to go there, but I can't wear skates while also shooting a puck. I can barely ice skate as it is, so we'll worry okay. about maybe slipping. And
we'll, all right, we'll figure that out later. We got a quick segment here with Barry Matthews, our fantasy football expert,
who
needs
well.
To remain anonymous. He nearly lost us our jobs last week, but we're bringing him back because the higher-ups wanted him. Barry, thanks for not getting us fired yet.
Yeah, what can I say, fellas? Thanks for having me back on. Didn't realize it would be this quick. I'd like to apologize to all the higher-ups at Syracuse. I'd like to apologize to Mike Hogan as producer. I feel like you could have maybe informed me beforehand, so I don't have an apology for you, but I'm glad
pathetic.
That, you know, happy, and we're here now.
I co-host a show and I still get called a producer. Messed up. I also told him it was a radio show, so it's been twisted. But we have Barry Matthews back on the show. He's getting his second chance. Don't know why. This is probably a mistake.
We'll do it. I don't get it either.
All right. Well, I'm going to start off right off the bat, Barry, with the question that fired you up into getting you canned last week. And for some reason, it's Myles Gaskin. I don't know why that moves the needle for you, but Myles Gaskin is as inconsistent as it gets when it becomes really on the field and in fantasy. What do you do when you have a player that inconsistent that is so often on? Do you bench him? How do you deal with a fantasy player like that?
Get your question out.
I did.
I get it. And like we've been talking about the last, what, 4 or 5 years, all roads lead back to Myles Gaskin.
Yes.
Right?
Of course.
So, I mean, you had Patrick Laird, Salvon Ahmed last year. Now you got Myles Gaskin. It's just the real rotary system you got over in Miami. I just think with that offensive line, you know, Tua is not what, you know, they thought he would be. Just not a good offense at all. So I think it's going to be more of one of those, you know, old Yeller situations, I guess, if you will, where you can only put up with it for so long. You know, once it starts foaming, you got to put the, just take it to the woodshed and, you know, the rest is history.
Of course.
Barry, I had a tough fantasy weekend because it was opening night for your Utica Comets on Sunday. And I got lost in the sauce a little bit and basically set my lineup on Thursday and then kind of got dogged a little bit because Nick Chubb's injury came out Friday, and then Damian Williams had that COVID thing. Can you just tell me what to do with both those guys and what the updates are? Because I don't feel like looking it up myself.
Yeah, I mean, as far as Nick Chubb goes, I think he's going to be week to week. I don't think he's playing this week. I think also Kareem Hunt is out. So I think the Browns are rolling with Dearness Johnson, the Irishman. So I think you're going to have a one-man show over there. What was the second player?
Damian Williams.
Yep.
Bears. Damian Williams.
That's the Browns guy.
The Bears
running back.
Bears guy. Yeah. I mean, I think that's another, you know, Myles Gaskin situation. It's a bad team. It's a weird quarterback, weird offensive line. I mean, I think you can roll with him if you're desperate, but other than, you know, a random goal line touchdown, I don't think you can really expect much from Damian Williams.
We're now deep into the season, Barry, where you're starting to get some bye weeks. And there's a lot of big offenses that are on a bye week this week. You have the Bills, you have the Cowboys, you got the Chargers. So what are some players on the waiver wire that people can pick up to replace the Keenan Allens and the Stephon Diggs of the world?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I forgot to look up the...
Barry. That's why I have you on. The expert.
What I do have are two stats for you.
Okay.
Teddy Bridgewater, 17-plus fantasy points in the last four games that he started. And Mo Ali Cox averaged 7-4 at VCU basketball on 57%
yes.
shooting. If
Thank
that
you.
Can translate to a bye week flyer, either tech or either tight end or flex, I think you got a star there.
Mack Truck. Big Mo.
Oh, that's his nickname?
Oh, yeah, Mo Ali Cox. Matt
Has Truck. He passed Jack Doyle?
Yes, Jack Doyle does
Jack
not get
Doyle's
many snaps.
A beauty, though.
He's awesome. I got hands like Doyle. That's what a lot of my friends have told me. I've got hands like Jack Doyle.
Yeah, you and just your imaginary friends.
Yes.
Anyway.
Hogan, keep going with Barry, man. I got nothing else for this
all right,
guy.
I've got a couple for him. I've got a couple panic meter for you here, Barry, all right?
Yep.
First one, Darren Waller. He had 19 targets week one. Thought he was going to be a monster. He hasn't had more than 8 since then. Where 1 through 10, where's your panic meter on Darren Waller?
Sure. Darren Waller, the grandson of jazz pianist Fats Waller.
Thank you.
I think that, I mean, this guy, you kind of saw what was coming last year. He's not a touchdown guy. You know, most of the other big tight ends, you can rely on maybe 6 to 10 touchdowns at the very least. Waller's going to be in the, you know, 3 to 7 range. I just think that, you know, there's a lot of targets on the team. There's, you know, Hunter Renfrow, Bryan Edwards. DeMarcus Van Dyke. I'm not. That's not a receiver. No. Who's that other guy?
Sure isn't.
Henry Ruggs.
Yeah, Henry Ruggs. There you go.
Something like that. Anyway, there's just a lot of targets to go around.